2018 Scouting Combine continues. We got Charles Davis from NFL Network with us right now to talk a little draft. We've been talking free agency and quarterbacks like all week. let's shift this thing to the draft. And I want to go O-line.
There are other positions?
There are.
There are other positions.
There are other positions that matter.
Okay.
And Coach Zimmer talked about that today.
I believe it. With Coach Zimmer, you know they matter to
That's
him.
That's right. He said, you know, we gotta solve the quarterback thing, but we don't want to upset the balance of our team. So let's talk about the rest of the team. O-line and D-line, if you need some help in those positions, how are you for this draft? Are you in good shape?
I think so. I think it's better than maybe what we did last year. Remember last year, Bobby, we were talking, I don't know about the O-line a little bit. But you've got plenty of players that we can flat out discuss. You want to talk about tackle like Mike McGlinchey at Notre Dame. You want to talk about a Connor Williams at Texas who is a tackle, but some people might like his bulk and want to move him inside to guard if you're a power running team. You know, if you want to go ahead and take a good look at Quentin Nelson, obviously, because he may be the meanest, nastiest guy that we have in the draft and may be the top player that we've got. If you flip it over on defensive side, Vita Vea from Washington actually had a scout tell me last night he might be the best player in this draft.
Wow.
That's high praise for a big defensive tackle, but when you watch him work, you kind of get to sense and understand why, right? A Bradley Chubb, the edge rusher from North Carolina State. Where does a Marcus Davenport fit in?
Yeah.
Is he an outside linebacker? Is he a pass rusher? He reminds me a lot of Ziggy Ansah in the way that they go about things, although has much more experience. But I think for both of them, yeah, both sides of the ball, there's definitely depth. I mean, how about this? North Carolina State was not a threat for the national championship last year. We've got their four starting defensive linemen here at the
combine. In this class?
At the combine.
Wow.
How do people move the ball against these guys? I saw B.J. Hill, defensive tackle. Ooh, he can play.
All right. See, like, this is what we're talking about. Like, Mike Zimmer and Andre Patterson and George Edwards, they love this.
Oh, they'll coach them up,
That's
too.
Right. I mean, look at the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl. Best O-line, D-line, maybe in the NFL, both sides. So these guys matter when you get to the next level, you know?
Yeah, they certainly do because they set the tone for your team, don't they?
Yeah.
It allows you to do so many different things offensively. If you want to throw it, if you want to run, if you want to mix it up. Yeah. I remember last year, Lane Johnson, their now Pro Bowl, all-pro offensive tackle at right tackle, I asked him about the offensive line because Jason Peters had gone down and how Pulavate Vaitai had moved in. And he said, yeah, we had to make some adjustments. He said, but I will tell you, we are an offensive line that does not like to take no for an answer.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're looking for. And that proved out for them.
All right, let's talk quarterbacks. Let's go back to quarterback. I said we weren't going to talk about it, but this year's class, it's pretty good this year's class at quarterback. So everyone's using, you know, free agency as the talking point for quarterbacks for the Vikings. But if you're looking for one in the draft, 2018 class, not a bad place to go.
No, not bad at all. And the truth of the matter is there may be some jockeying because the Vikings obviously so far down on the line.
Yeah.
If they really wanted one of these guys, they'd have to move up to try and get someone. But we saw Kansas City last year go from 27 to 10. Depends on how invested you want to be. We'll see what happens. But Sam Darnold, USC, Josh Rosen, UCLA, Josh Allen, Wyoming, Lamar Jackson, Louisville. I'm missing someone in there. Oh, Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma. Those are guys that we talk about the most. But when we were at the Senior Bowl, we saw Kyle Lauletta from Richmond end up being the MVP of the game, right? Stole the show. But he stole it from Mike White at Western Kentucky, who had set the tone during the ball game. You know, is a Quentin Flowers from USF, is he a quarterback? Is he another position?
Yeah.
But I watch his tape. He looked pretty darn good. He looked pretty nifty, you know, running things. So you can go right on down the line with guys now. And it's not necessarily just the first rounders. We're going to get guys all the way through. You know, a Kurt Benkert from Virginia who scared the heck out of Miami last year, had them up big in that game before Miami roared back to beat them. There's a lot of talent out there flinging the ball around. So the people can go get a quarterback.
All right, well, keep your eyes peeled because I don't know what position it's going to be, but we're picking at 30. We want a good player. So you're going to have to mock. You're going to make your mock draft, and I don't know who you're going to put at us, but I want it to be a good player, all right?
Yeah, we can do that. We can definitely do that. If I remember correctly, in my first one, I think I gave you an offensive tackle.
We'll take that.
Yeah, I think I gave you an offensive tackle, put him on the right side there because you keep Mike Remmers inside at guard, and off you go.
That'll work for us.
All right.
Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you.
Catch Charles Davis on NFL Network this week as he's covering the Combine with the rest of the crew.